Hello and a very warm welcome to this podcast presented by CNBCTV18.com in association with WazirX. Today we are talking about revisiting crypto portfolios. The recent market trends have shown that there is a growing need to revise your crypto portfolios to ensure that you are safeguarding your investments from volatility. While the market fluctuations have always been a part of crypto investments, but the recent turn of events has caused a stir among investors who are now apprehensive about staying invested in crypto. We have two very special guests with us who will help us understand this better and help you navigate the market uncertainties with respect to your investments and portfolio. I am joined by Anuj Chaudhary, who is Senior Blockchain and Crypto Analyst. We also have with us Budhil Vyas, who is Crypto Influencer and Data Scientist. Gentlemen, hi, thank you so much for taking time today. And it has been a crazy year to begin with. First, it was regulations, then it was about the sell-off. The Terra Luna disaster did not help us at all. And then the rate hikes, the sell-off in other asset classes also seems to be weighing on in case of crypto. Anuj, I'll start with you. What is a better understanding of this market? You know, there's a lot of debate on whether this is a correction or a crash. What are you calling it?
As all we know, as you all also mentioned, digital asset market is volatile. And investors should hold their assets at least for 4 years cycles. If we see the historical data, so crypto markets enter in the bullish zone like every 4 years. This is from the historical data. But if we see that because of the Web3 hype and Web3 buzzing across, and like Web2 companies are entering in the blockchain and crypto ecosystem and calling themselves Web3. So there is a sort of a wave is going on. Web3 wave is going on. So that's why this time we see that the bearish market or the bear market would be shortened if we compare to historical data. But however, like there are investors who read well whether it's a bull market or bear market, and these investors, they read white papers, tokenomics, and also deep dive into smart contracts as well. So for them, they hold for the longer period, and they know they do their own research, and they know which project they should enter in. And also during this time when the bear market is there, so I heard this word dollar cost averaging. Most of the, like we see the INR market is there, but most of us, we are trading in the USDT market. So dollar cost averaging is the strategy where an investor invests a total sum of money and small increments over time instead of all in one go. So what I see that you should set your goal, and the goal is to take advantage of the market downturn when you can get the tokens at the reasonable price and without putting your money like all in. And I see that dollar cost averaging is designed to help offset any negative effect on investment caused by short-term market volatility. If the price is of an asset drop during the time, you are dollar cost averaging. So then you stand to make a profit if the price moves back up. So during the bull market, then more likely you earn and get back your losses, and you can recover well. And also I'll add further, so if you are not a professional market watcher, then dollar cost averaging can save you the effort of trying to time the market, so to get the best out of your crypto tokens. So I think it's a tool for investing slowly and consistently. Don't go all in a one go. Just understand, try to read the market movement, and so you can invest in a sort of a, like tranches.
All right, so don't go all in, and watch out for a 4 year cycle is what we've heard here. Budhil, this one is to you. It's a new market comparatively, and not many have a recovery plan. Would you also advise staying put, staying long in there, and what kind of a cycle do you see for a correction?
I have few strategies which we usually share it with our audience. You know, like as you have mentioned that, yes, this market is completely new, and yes, it is new for Indian audience. But, you know, what mentality Indian audience are having is to put all in, as a brother mentioned. So, you know, to make that in a profitable way, we share a few strategies, which is to not to put all in, but we can have few strategies putting 10%, 60% and remaining 30%. So the 10% people, you can use it in their futures, 60% in their that's spot trading, and the remaining 30% what they have, they can put that for, you know, like dip buying. Whenever we get a dip, we can buy it again, because as you have heard that this market is completely volatile. So we might get a down phase anytime in this phase. But yes, the major thing is whenever you have the remaining amount in your portfolio in dollars, so you can do the dollar cost average. That's what the brother mentioned. Again, DCA, we do it. So for DCA, you should always have the remaining fund in your pocket. That's what you should follow. The major thing is, and for recovery strategies, what we follow is that while market is down, the remaining percent, what you have, 10% we have given for future trading, that 10% you can use for future trading at that particular time when you're holding in spot, when market is in down phase. And then another part, if you have some extra fund, you can try SIPs, which might help you again to grow your fund when you are in a down phase. And the remaining fund, what you are in loss, that what we say is that you are not in loss until you sell it. So you should never sell it, keep holding it. And on the other side, you can keep doing your future trading with your 10% of portfolio. And on the other side, if you want, you can try SIPs. That is the best way to do the recovery. And the dollar cost average is the part of that.
All right, Buril, we like that invest. When you tell us that until you don't sell, you're not in a loss. So yes, keep holding on. And this is another cycle that crypto is going through. Anuj, this one is to you. So until now, we've spoken about people who are already invested and need a recovery plan in place. But for the people, what would your advice be for new investors? A lot of people think that when you see a downtrend, perhaps is the best time to get into this market.
Yeah, so you're right. Right time to enter the market when the market is in bear zone. But what we see in the trend is a bit different, and the traders react on the sentiments. So I think they should try to average out their losses during the bear market rather than taking an exit. So exiting trades in bear market is not good at all. But mostly traders do that and fail to recover their losses. So that's the biggest problem. And this is for the, I think, new entrant or new users or new traders or investor in this market. So a bull market doesn't give you chance to buy at a reasonable price. But mostly traders, they enter during the bull market and because of FOMO, right? And then fail to hold their assets for long term. That is, I already mentioned, that should be at least 4 years. So for example, even like the event of like halving of Bitcoin that take place every 4 years. And this thing, 4 years thing is come from there only. So like halving is like a Bitcoin halving is a process of halving the rates, rewards rates for the mining, Bitcoin miners after each set of, say, 210,000 blocks is mined, and there will be a halving period, and where the miners will be paid half of they were getting paid earlier. So I think so Bitcoin halving, where once the Bitcoin halving is come, like after 4 years, then we see there is a spike in Bitcoin rate because of the mining, the mining process that gets slowed. And because of that, we see the demand and supply equation. If the supply is less and the demand is higher, then we see the fluctuation of fluctuation in Bitcoin price. And again, overall crypto, they take the cue from the Bitcoin trends. So I think if someone is entering and the new entrant, just it's the right time, I would say, to enter the market rather than during the bear or the peak and all-time high. And then they can hold it for 4 years and they can set the target. If you are not holding for 4 years, then you should set the target, whether you're going for 10% or 15%, what you are looking at. Like if you are looking at for 15% in 1 year, then you should have the target. So rather than exiting in FOMO and fear.
Well, advice well taken. You should have a target when you're investing. You should know what your risks also are and not book losses. I mean, hold for a cycle there. Buril, this one is to you. Again, coming back to the new investors itself, and this has been a difficult one to get newer participants into this market with the given regulation uncertainties that the market had, the higher taxes, and then the kind of sell-off that we've seen in prices. What is the kind of discipline and what is the kind of research that these new investors need to do?
Yeah, so even I was like curious about this question that yes, we should always teach this particular thing to the newcomers. You know, like what newcomers hear from market or from their friends or family, that yes, cryptocurrency is a market where you can earn a lot at a time. So that is what the major thing from where they get involved in that FOMO. But you know, cryptocurrency can teach a lot of things to us what major thing I would like to say is that if we don't go for that kind of a thing, which in Hindi we term as lalaj. So if we don't go for that, and instead of that, we try to follow the process of money making instead of going for that lalaj, you can learn it and then you can start earning from that. That is what the major thing I would like to teach each one of them, because they mostly focus on 21-day scheme, what we might have heard from a lot of movies. Indian audience or the newcomers try to focus on that. But what I try to teach them is make money from whatever money you have will be the business of whatever money you are having. If at all you are trying to make that double or triple of that in just a quick span of time, that will again go for a gamble thing. That I really never suggest to my audience. If you go in a proper way and try to make a business of whatever money you have, can make you earn and can make you learn a lot of things in this blockchain industry and a cryptocurrency market. So for newcomers, the major thing is, if you are afraid about the regulations or the 30% tax, it's not the thing you should focus on. The process of learning and earning is the thing which you should focus on. And if you try to do that, that is not a major thing of 30% tax or a 1% TDS that you should do. So if you'll earn properly and learn it, then you can easily focus on that tech particular thing and you'll never be worried about that. Even we are doing the investment, and even Anuj brother might also be doing the trading. And people who are doing trading regularly, they are never in that focus of 30% tax, because they know that, yes, they can earn it if they are learning it properly. So don't go for FOMO that, yes, you can't earn much, or it is a fluctuating thing, so you might lose something. So that is not the thing you should focus on. If you'll focus on process, you'll learn a good amount, and 30% will be a small amount for you. That is what I would like to suggest.
All right, fair. You know, I want to move on to the difficult part of this discussion now, and that is on what are you anticipating in sense of trends on these markets in coming few months? Anuj, why don't you take that away first? Because there's just so much uncertainty. There are even recessionary fears coming in. We have seen interest rate hikes out there. So the easy money that has been part of the country for the last 1 year or so is going to be sucked out. What are you looking at in sense of cryptocurrencies for as market trends?
That's a very crucial question, I would say, because everyone is trying to find the bottom of the market. And also, like, when we see the historical data and the mainstream adoption happening since 2020, that is a bit different than previous cycles. So I here see that the trend, the bullish trend would be coming earlier because of the Web3. As I earlier mentioned, the Web3 trend is right now booming. And what I see that hedge fund guys as well as the VC guys, they are separately opening their crypto funds segment, and in that cycle I see this could be the game changer, and Web3 is the trend to follow. And I follow it because Web3 is inevitable, because we see that biggest company like Apple and Facebook change their name to Meta, entering into NFT markets. So I see that it is coming to like take over the big chunk of the existing Web2 firm funds. And many of them have started like investing directly or indirectly in the decentralized ecosystem. And as I mentioned, that Facebook has recently changed its name to Meta and launched NFT integration and using the Polygon technology and Polygon's blockchain service to launch NFTs, to integrate NFTs on the platform called Instagram, right? And now I see that this is the trend where I see that in the same line, the other Web2 companies have been leveraging the blockchain ecosystem to raise crypto funds. And that's why they are transiting from Web2 to Web3. And on top of that, I see that NFT and Metaverse adding like more adoption to the ecosystem. On NFTs, we are getting more traction from the artists and art collectors. And in Metaverse, we are attracting, in Metaverse as well as the play to earn, we are attracting more of the gaming guys, gamers. So the adoption is so like, it's not just adoption, it's like hyper adoption going on right now. So I see the trend would be depending on these developments. These developments are looking quite promising to me. And that's the reason. Even the recent news was from the PayPal. So PayPal is going to provide like, you know, from the PayPal, you can transfer cryptos from PayPal to another wallet, whether it's MetaMask or your normal wallet of your holding from any DeFi platform. So this sort of adoption happening and the participation from the existing Web2 tech companies or fintech companies, I see this is very promising. And what we were seeing, if we see the 4-year cycle, then the other the bullish cycle should come around 2024. But what I see that it would be coming a bit earlier this time.
Okay, we really hope so. Budil, this one is to you. So, I mean, I do get what Anuj is saying, that Web 3.0, Metaverse, gaming, there are various aspects to blockchain. So it's not just about investing in cryptocurrencies. It is a whole new world of decentralization and blockchain out there. Should the markets, should investors also be looking at various other aspects of this?
Yeah, like these are the trends, what Anuj has mentioned, that yes, Metaverse or Web 3. And these are really working very well if we talk about the companies or the big brands. But yes, adding to that, we work on analysis as well. And even analysis is also talking about the bottom, and we are at bottom. And bottom was expected at 30,000, but yes, it gave a wick to 29 and 28. So what an analysis is showing is that every like 1 or 2 years, we are getting a gap of 3. If we talk about that. So in 2013, Bitcoin got crashed to $30, and Bitcoin like in 2015 got to $300. Then after 2018, it got crashed to 3000. And in 20,000, it was about to go till only 30,000. So it went till 28 to 29. So if we look at the gap, 2013 and 15, we have 1 year of gap. 2015 to 18, we have 2 years of gap. And then from 2018 to 2022, we have 3 years of gap. So now 2023, if we talk about, that will be the starting of bull run. We can say according to the analysis as well and the trend also. So both the things, if we talk, 2013 will be the starting of that, and 2025 end, if we talk about. So starting from 2023 to 2025 will be in a bull run phase, and by 25 end, we might again go for the bear market. And in between that, we might see the different kind of slopes. And that is the major thing where we need to focus, that buy on top and sell at bottom. We might be seeing few bottoms and few tops, but yes, the major thing will be the starting point of this bull run will be from 2023. And according to the analysis, it might go till 2025. That is what the analysis is talking about. As I belongs to the analytics background, this is what my analysis says.
All right. So perhaps this is a good buying year and consolidation, and the next bull run, as is mentioned, is coming in 2023. All right. So, you know, as we wrap this discussion, I have a question for both of you. So as we look at including crypto in our portfolio, and the point, as both of you mentioned, that it is going to be an uncertain market. There is going to be volatility going forward in future as well, as you give us a breakdown for all of these years. Anuj, I'll start with you. What is your top one, top two, top three advice that you would want to give new investors, holding investors, when it comes to crypto as a space?
Yeah, the first for the existing investors. So I see that don't exit now, hold it. We are getting like bull cycle coming up soon. And the second, just make sure that when you are investing, just don't go in one or two token. Just figure out, like, we have tokens like we always rely on. I don't want to recommend, but Bitcoin, Ethereum, where your portfolio, you're like a big chunk of your portfolio, crypto portfolio should be there. And if you are like a stock market investor and you also figuring out to invest into cryptos, then I would say that you can cut a pie out of your total investment, and the pie of worth of 5% of your total portfolio, total investment portfolio, and you can explore the market. If you are an early stage investor, or you are the new entrant in the market, then I would say you can play around only by the 5%. And for that, you should explore more stable and old and promising tokens like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Again, it's not a recommendation, and do your own research per se. But again, read research papers and white papers and tokenomics. We have seen how the Luna failed, and there were already warnings against Luna. The algo wasn't right, and there were few case studies were there, and even the tokenomics were not looking that promising. So I would suggest do your research before entering it. Once you start interacting with the ecosystem, then you can get a hold of it. So I see that if you are new into the market, first do a bit of research and enter with a minimal amount of like $500, as much as you can. Like if you're losing the whole amount, then you shouldn't be worried about it. But enter in the market, learn about it, and after that you can go like I think with the like 5% of the pie I mentioned earlier of your investment. And for the full-fledged crypto investors, I would suggest always keep your portfolios 50% and plus into big market cap tokens like Bitcoin or Ethereum or Solana or BNB. And again, this is not recommendation. Do your own research because, again, it's a very risky asset because it's very new and at the nascent stage. And we see the volatility of 50 to 60% in a month.
Clearly, we hear you on that, Anuj. But yes, the layer one blockchain tokens are, rather the cryptocurrencies are the first ones to pick in your portfolio. Mudil, what is your sense? What would your top three advices would be?
So the major thing is, you know, like now we can see that from last 2 years only, there are a lot of people who have entered the market. And from that particular time, we haven't seen a proper bull run and audience were not able to book their profits. So the major thing, what I would like to tell them is never do the panic selling. Whenever they see the market dump, they try to be like, bhaiya, abhi sell kar de kya? Or do we need to sell now? Or we should wait for some time. So that is the first thing, that never go for panic sell. Second and important thing is that whenever you find that you are in profit, you know, like new audience, we can't, you know, easily teach them that you should hold it for 4 years or 5 years. So what I personally recommend them is like, if you are satisfied with your profit, let's say it is 10%, 20% or 30%. Whenever you find that you are in a good profit, try to book your profit and then remaining amount, like the principal amount, whatever you have, put that again at that same particular time or whenever you find a little bit of a dip. Third and very important thing is, you know, like most of the people try to put most of their amount in single shot in one particular coin. So I would like to suggest them the diversification. And the very important thing is always keep 25 to 30% portfolio in your stable coin so that you can buy the dip whenever you can see it. So that is a major thing for newcomers. They need to learn. And after that, when they enter the market, they will learn a lot of things that how to diversify that by using 10%, 60% or 30%. Or if they are new, they can put 5% in futures, 60% in their spot and 35% in their stable coins so that they can do the buying. That is what I would like to suggest. Remaining, they will learn it whenever they come to the market.
Oh, well, absolutely. We have to leave something for them as well. Yes. Anuj and Mudil, that would be all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for making strategies, helpful advices to our investors, new advisors as well, as we are going through difficult times in all asset classes, including crypto as well. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Manisha. Thank you very much.